后炮。
Chungfa, truthfully, has been a godsend. It's a lot quieter there. Obviously, there's not that much traffic compared to Sha Tin. I think horses are very comfortable in that environment, and they certainly learn to chill out a lot more. It's a lot for us to absorb early days, but we placed a really strong team over there. And we took the module from Hong Kong straight across there, and it works a treat.All the grooms are local, and they work hard. They get the job done nicely. Again, you've got a horse like Southern Legend, you know, he's not getting any younger. He's 7 years old, so it was nice to send him over there for a freshen up. I think the different surfaces there certainly helped us preparing him, you know, with a view to coming back and being competitive in Hong Kong. And obviously he's done that. And a horse like Rise High, as you know, he's got a tendon issue, so we've sent him there for treatment.You know, they've got a nice chill spa and some laser therapy, which we're doing with him, and lots of hand walking. We've got some opportunity there to give him the best possible chance to come back and make it back into top form for next season. Well, as you can see in Chungfa this season, they've already produced over 100 winners in Hong Kong. And obviously, as the numbers rise with more horses going there, we'll probably end up with 200 plus winners in the next couple of years.Who's to say what's the winning move and what gets these horses to tick? But I think if you keep them comfortable and they're pain-free and they're happy, they're going to give you as good a performance as they've got in them. These horses in Hong Kong can compete anywhere in the world and get the job done, as has been proven. We've got some of the best horses racing in the world right here. You know, for us to have the opportunity to have horses that can be at that level and be competitive is something we're really proud of.
今年我就第一年咧就可以有馬派去重化，搞咗呢個重化呢個基地咧，對我嚟講咧覺得好好大嘅得著，因為嗰啲馬去到嗰度咧有好多進步感，咁多長頭馬裏邊咧大部分都係經過喺重化訓練翻嚟沙田贏嘅，但整體嚟講覺得馬會有重化呢個地方作為另外一個訓練基地咧，個 idea 咧係好好嘅，重化就悠遊啲可以，即係操練方面咧就唔使話咁緊迫啊。環境好好嘅，好好優美啊，建設又好好啊。嗰啲馬上咗去咧，就有啲新鮮感啦。個場地又寬闊啲、大啲，又冇咁擠迫啊。咁尤其是對於啲腳患馬都有好大幫助。目前嚟講都係遨遊戰士喺重化嗰個訓練之後咧，覺得得益最大。佢放鬆咗好多啦，食得多咗個馬，大隻咗，韌力好咗，達到我所認為佢應該需要得到嘅嘢。經過重化訓練，就有個成就喺度。
好，各位朋友大家好，咁啊又到呢個馬後炮嘅時間啦。嗱，咁啊上個星期咧就本來咧就即係我哋都即係本來做節目，咁但係因為咧要籌備呢、這、一個即係我哋嗰、那個論壇啦嚇，即係阿田北俊、曾玉成同埋梁家傑嘅個論壇，咁所以咧就即係要呢度咧就用咗嚟做準備，咁所以就上個禮拜就即係暫停一集，咁就同大家講聲唔好意思啦。所以今個禮拜就即係做翻個嗱，咁啊都同大家講先啦。咁啊嗱，今季即係馬季就下個禮拜三殺科啦。咁我哋咧就呢個馬季最後一集嘅馬後炮咧，就會喺下個禮拜五咧就會即係做埋噶啦。咁就下個禮拜五之後咧，咁就我哋都會唞鼠啦。咁就即係至於。即係下一季我哋幾時再做咁啊？大家要密切留意，即係 My Radio 即係嘅 page 嘅公布。咁就等，但係下個禮拜咁，我哋都會即係嘗試啦。因為而家個疫情嘅關係啦，咁我即係都希望可以下個禮拜可以揾翻曬，即係過去有幫我一齊投拍檔嘅嘉賓主持啦。咁當然阿范丁龍就喺澳洲就冇辦法啦。咁但係其他好似阿波仔啊、史馬田啊、阿馬王哥頓啊、鳥王啊。咁希望都可以即係揾到佢哋上嚟，我一預先公開講咗先啊。咁我之後我就會個別會逐個揾，咁就希望到時如果嗰日咧，因為咧咁啱又撞正個書展啊，下個禮拜， 咁其實就即係我就好想咧，即係如果最後嗰集咧，咁就即係除咗佢哋之後，咁啊當然可以揾翻阿教主翻嚟，就做一個結尾啊嘛，可以同大家即係我哋講，即係我哋即係回顧翻個馬季啦。咁啊，到下個禮拜就可能就會比較輕鬆少少，就即係可能會個別講一兩場，即係嗰兩即係嗰兩跟住嗰兩個賽日嘅賽事。咁但係大部分時間，我諗都會係比較係做一個回顧嘅節目就比較多少少啦，咁大家密切留意下個禮拜我哋即係到時會有啲嚇，即係會齊唔齊人啦嚇。咁啊，咁頭先啦，啱啱即係開場之前就咁播咗兩條片俾大家，咁其實都係回應翻即係之前嗰個禮拜我都同大家講，即係馬會製作咗一系列嘅殺科嘅系列嘅短片。咁之前就即係上個禮前個禮拜都講過啦，即係講過阿姚本輝啦，咁啊姚本輝同埋阿方家柏、阿何澤瑤啊咁樣啦。咁啊呢兩條咧就係咧，其實主要就係馬會針對翻即係揾咗佢哋兩位練馬師咧，就係即係講講從化呢個地方嘅。咁其實都即係從化呢個設施都已經係都起咗一段相當嘅，都起咗都用咗兩季啦嚇。咁其實當初都有好多咁練馬師一批批咁過去，咁嚟緊下一季咧，咁又多三個啦，就偉達、希斯啊四個，偉達、希斯、賀賢同埋大偉達、希斯、賀賢同埋呢個呂健威，係啦，冇錯啦，呂健威四個馬房，因為呂健威係最後一批，即係栽埋落去做第三批嘅。咁就變咗咧，而家咧即係22個練馬單位咧，咁就已經有16個馬房咧，就喺從化設倉噶啦。嗱，咁下一季即係嗰個即係練馬師嗰個最低要求啦，咁啊未公布啦，咁啊但係就即係現時嚟講咧，就係話如果喺從化有馬嘅話咧，有初即係落户從化嘅話咧，咁就要有18場頭馬。咁如果冇從化嘅，咁就16場嗱，咁嚟緊就唔知會唔會有變卦啦。咁但係咧就即係獎金嗰啲，我就真係都留翻，即係可能季尾嘅時候，咁馬會會再公布，即係關於呢一方面嘅嘢。咁但係就係話，但係即係有一樣嘢我要講，重申一樣就係咧，其實佢馬會做呢一個從化 project 咧，其實就佢分階段啦。而家分階段就話啲人有啲練馬師嗰度開倉啦。咁其實咧，去到最終終極嘅情況就係咧，全部香港註冊嘅練馬師咧，其實全部都會喺從化係有倉口嘅，即係呢個大家要搞清楚，即係唔好以為即係冇咗咁即係而家分批冇咗，咁可能咧有啲唔攞，咁但係咧其實終歸佢哋嗰個計劃馬會嗰個構思咧，就係全部。所有嘅香港嘅註冊練馬師咧，都會喺從化會收馬嗱。咁而家就多咗，而家就因為咁樣就可以多10隻，就可以收70隻啦。咁遲啲會唔會再多啲又唔知啦。咁即係如果譬如話，如果再多啲，咁當然你嗰個即係頭馬要求啊，或者獎金要求亦都會提高。咁呢個就即係容後再表啦。咁但係就係話，即係好多時即係大家睇到好多聽到講話啊，有啲冇未輪到啊，或者個馬房細啊，咁其實呢個就大家呢個都係可能係一個美麗嘅誤會啦。咁其實就即係初初嘅構思就係咁樣嘅。咁所以咧，其實之後我開之後咧，其實你臨就譬如講到遲啲，譬如話苗禮德啊、高柏新啊、鄭俊偉啊、霍利時啊呢啲甚至乎你話何亮啊嗰啲咁嗰啲其實而家全部頭先我講緊嗰啲就係而家暫時喺從化未有倉口嘅練馬師啦。咁其實嗰啲 ultimately 其實都係要去嗰度。咁睇兩條片其實咧都講咗阿方家柏同埋阿姚本輝，其實都講即係從你睇咯嗰個畫面啦，同埋佢講解嗰啲馬喺嗰邊嘅情況啦。咁其實都已經講咗俾大家聽，即係個從化嘅呢個訓練設施。是對那些馬匹的幫助有幾大啦。嗱，咁方家柏頭先條片都講啦，話即係今季喺從化翻嚟嘅馬，咁即係800多場，而家800多場嘅總場次啦，咁都超過100多場嘅頭馬。咁至於姚本輝就更甚添，即係姚永輝而家咧就即係暫時就64場頭馬啦。嗱，咁啊唔知道佢剩低兩個賽日贏唔贏都70場啦。咁但係咧。 即係而家去到都咁白熱化㗎，一定係分秒必爭㗎啦！嗱，即係嚟緊禮拜日，你睇到阿輝哥啲馬排山倒海，全部隻隻都係贏面甚高嘅。咁啊，真係睇佢好唔好彩，即係把握到啲機會，起碼攞翻兩三場。咁咧就即係叫做咧，就到禮拜三嗰日咧，就會比較樂觀少少，因為其實禮拜三佢唔係出足九場嘅。咁但係就同埋個氣，即係嗰啲氣馬，佢自己嘅馬房氣馬就一定不及嚟緊禮拜日嗰手馬咁強啦。咁所以就即係，但係就阿輝哥喺呢段片裏面短短一分鐘，其實佢就都已經講咗，同埋你大家睇到嗰個從化嗰個環境咧，即係都有啲放草設施啊，嗰啲訓練跑道啊，又上山落車啊。咁當然佢淨係一個好大嘅鳥瞰圖，就冇一個 close up 啦。咁但係就大家都可以睇到，即係佢嗰個練，即係嗰個訓練設施方面，其實就係的而且確係真係對呢個馬匹嗰、那個即係回氣啊，或者新鮮感啊，頭先輝哥成日都強調話新鮮感啦、啊、嚇。咁啊方家柏都有咁講啦，即係對佢哋呢啲馬係好有幫助，同埋有啲雙環馬匹，即係啲雙環馬，當然佢嗰、那個即係而家喺從化馬場馬房訓練設施嗰個馬醫院，其實嗰個設施都係非常之先進嘅啦。咁當然啦，即係我都係憑住睇呢啲片，因為我當時就未有機會，即係跟傳媒就上過去嗰度睇過啦。咁而家想去都冇得去啦嚇。咁但係就係話，但係就係話，都係當即係曾經即係我都出席過佢嗰個記者會啦。咁即係當時阿應家柏阿總裁應家柏同一大堆嘅高層都有解釋，即係喺啲外賓面，應該係兩年前嘅國際賽。咁就即係國際賽前嘅佢搞咗個記者會，就招待啲海外嘅傳媒啦。咁就解釋呢一個從化設施，咁同埋都有啲短片。咁成日所以變咗，基本上雖則我冇親身去嗰度，咁但係都對於嗰個地方我都有一啲基本嘅概念。咁當然啦，之前話嗰啲示範賽或者開張嗰即係開幕嗰陣，咁我就亦都未有機會去啦。咁喺即係我估計，即係其實馬會嚟緊，因為而家個疫情關係，咁就冇辦法安排到。咁但係就話，如果個疫情係好轉嘅話，我相信即係佢都會安排一啲傳媒啊，會再去睇下。咁同埋就話嗰個示範賽啦，嗰、那個從化示範賽，即係有獎金，即係有獎金冇派彩嘅有錢收嘅試習啦嚇。咁就嗰、那個佢即係話應該嚟緊下一季佢係會即係再復辦嘅。咁所以就即係呢幾方面嘅嘢，咁咪睇下到時就個疫症嘅情況如何。如果疫症用即係好轉，唔係好似而家咁突然間反彈，咁可以容許即係可以上去睇嘅。咁當然我就盡量可以即係搜集多啲資料俾大家睇啦。咁但係就係話點解我要播呢兩條片俾大家睇，就係、是、其實就即係嗰個想強調一樣嘢，就係、是、即係其實從化。呢、这個地方咁就即係嗰個翻喺嗰度訓練完翻嚟嘅馬，其實那個頭馬數字咧係一路咁樣，即係好穩定咁樣增長。咁如果嚟緊殺嚟咁，但係你要記住，因為而家即係未計頭先我講偉大嗰啲，咁其實都係得十二三個馬房島就有馬喺嗰邊嘅啫。咁係啦，咁又買嗰邊，咁你數下啦，嗰啲喺嗰邊就最多得十隻，咁其實嗰度講緊都係百零隻，可能二百零隻，咁但係即係有百零隻嗰個名額啦，咁但係當然就唔會係exactly 嗰個咁多嗰個馬係一定係嗰啲馬啦，因為佢哋可能即係啲練馬師都會有輪換啊，咁有啲馬譬如話要傷，好似阿方家柏嗰只跳出香港咁樣，因為要傷要去擺嗰度休養啊，又或者。即係另外嗰隻中心勇士啦，咁喺咁啊爆大缸，咁而家隻馬就係去咗從化嗰度休養，咁所以就變咗，譬如話佢哋都係有一個輪換，咁就其實就好似咧，即係日本即係美浦律敦咁樣咧，咁就係啲馬咧就喺嗰個訓練中心咧就一路咁樣輪換，咁當然譬如話有啲練馬師佢其實有六七十隻馬，但係佢喺嗰個訓練中心根本就冇六七十個馬格，咁就變咗點咧？就係、是、可能廿零個馬格咁就輪流咁樣換啦。咁其實佢而家香港從化 嗰個運作就係咁樣啦。咁就話有啲馬，譬如話喺香港跑到咁上下，需要回氣嘅，或者要再翻去拎，或者一跑完要拎翻去操練嘅，咁咪車上去重化，咁然後就輪換咯，或者操完之後就落翻，即係攞翻落嚟咯。咁所以其實即係姚冠輝阿輝哥，即係今季佢嗰個成績咁好啦，咁啊，即係都陣間我哋都今日啲集節目都有會都有好多。好多長馬都關佢事，我都要講講都會有排講。咁但係即係佢而家突破咗即係64場頭馬呢樣嘢咧，咁其實就即係佢呢個係佢今季即係重練以來最好成績嘅一季啦。咁啊，當然啦，即係我自己個人嘅意願啦，即係同阿輝哥又咁熟啦。咁當然我都希望佢好可以頂到尾。因為其實每一次跑完咁，我都會 WhatsApp 佢啊，喂，哇，你真係好險喎咁樣，咁跟住佢又話頂住，咁我又同佢頂住咁樣，大家都有都有，即係大家我都有鼓勵佢，咁所以咧，聽日即係嚟緊禮拜日咧，咁啊都好希望佢可以即係鞏固到佢個領先優勢咧，即係起碼佢如果有住三四場嘅優勢帶落去禮拜三嘅話咧，咁就會舒服啲，咁即係變咗佢。執多場，可能禮拜三贏一場咁就已經搞掂。咁同埋就因為佢其實個第二咧係少過呂建威噶嘛。咁所以就話，如果大家平頭馬，咁個第二就輸，就會變咗當年阿方家柏嗰攞冠軍嗰季啊，即係佢爸爸方六倫仲在生當時嗰個情況啦。咁所以就。即係呢度都睇到佢嗰個環境啦，同埋就係話的而且確，其實馬匹最即係佢哋都講咗一個道理，就係其實馬匹最緊要咧，就係話佢哋可以開心，即係去即係喺個馬格裏面啦，或者喺馬房裏面啦，即係佢哋即係馬能夠即係嗰個心態開心咧，咁佢表現啊或者操練啊，咁自然就會係。即係事半功倍啦，咁所以其實就都好緊要。咁啊，阿輝哥今即係有好即係佢而家64場頭馬，其實即係大家如果數一數數試啊嘗試啊數一數佢嗰啲咧頭馬咧，咁都差唔多，起碼有接近三分一佢嘅頭馬都係從化兵嚟嘅。咁啊，咁所以就咁，尤其是好似佢嗰條短片講嗰只遨遊戰士啦，即係喺嗰度遊咗一遊。咁竟然翻到嚟咧，以為佢淨係識跑直路，佢可以贏到千二嘅，即係嗰場二級，即係二級賽嘅短途錦標啦嚇，都可以即係變咗可以俾到佢一個好大進步，同埋就係話一般喺嗰啲地方，因為嗰個環境啊冇咁壓迫啊，因為你香港沙田嘅馬房比較其實都好密集，壓迫感比較大，馬格其實比較少，因為其實從化嗰啲馬格咧。每一個平均馬格咧，佢係比香港馬房啲馬格係稍為大啲。咁另外佢仲有一啲係特別大嘅、特別大啲嘅馬格咧，就係、是、俾一啲咧未閹嘅馬，即係馬公啦啊，紅馬。因為嗰啲紅馬可能即係佢比較即係科啲、大隻啲、成長得快啲，同埋即係嗰個前胸嗰啲大隻。咁所以咧就佢哋亦都有一啲。即係比較係再大啲嘅馬格咧，係俾呢啲馬去即係居住，咁所以變咗其實個環境係同香港係好唔同啦。咁稍微你話近磅啲似啲就可能係奧運馬房啦。咁但係奧運馬房就始終即係偉達就即係克服咗一個問題啦，就係話可以利用嗰即係佢利用嗰個唔方便就即作為佢其中嘅訓練嘅一部分，就係話嗰啲馬喺奧運馬房拉去。基平咁佢就即係咧以前嗰啲馬，以前即係如果係主馬房嗰啲馬匹咧，咁可能就要經常要行馬，用個行馬機行翻十零二十分鐘、二三十分鐘咁行順咗，先至攞出去基平咁樣，跟住開始操練。咁但係咧，如果佢哋有啲喺奧運馬房，咁阿偉達都其實都即係我今喺呢個節目都有講過咧，就係話佢喺利用咗嗰個形勢，利用咗嗰條路嘅距離咧，咁就變咗佢啲馬咧，即係開操佢就唔需要即係話要經行，要用行馬機啦，就直情一拖出嚟執，即係上好曬架撐，咁就然後個馬夫就拖住嗰只馬一路就去到基坪，咁然之後咧，如果偉達操嘅，咁咪偉達接上去操。擒上去咪操咯，咁速或者如果揾有騎師操嘅，咁咪騎師操咯。咁所以變咗就即係大家睇到 因為有個重化或者點樣嗰個變化，成個練馬嘅變化咧，都係有好明顯嘅。咁啊，所以就即係你睇到啦，今季即係好似啲華籍倉口啊，姚本輝、呂健威咁嗰啲，即係都頭馬數字又相當咁。另外就呂健威更加犀利啦，威哥咁啊又話整一隻三冠馬王，四歲三冠王咁變咗好似嗰啲。蔡若涵啊，嗰啲就失色啲啦。咁但係就即係又咁樣講啦，即係蔡若涵都明知咁啊，冇必要即係同你硬冚啊。咁佢而家啲馬留保留實力，下季咪同你有砌過，因為下季你有希斯出現。咁希斯而家其實都已經開始即係都開始收緊馬㗎啦。咁啊，即係慢慢都有啲馬歸隊，因為最近因為啱啱早兩日咧就即係澳洲嗰邊就有個消息啦，咁就話大衛希斯就已經喺香港啊，因為早幾日嗰、那個國際拍賣會你都見到佢喺現場啦。咁但係其實佢就正式即係 officially 咧就正式咧就喺上兩日咧就已經正式將嗰個練馬維省嗰個澳洲嗰個練馬師牌咧就交翻俾 Racing Victoria 啦，咁就變咗就退出，即係已經係離撤開啦，撤離啦。咁就而家靈犀牧場咧，咁就交咗俾佢個侄啦，阿 Tom Debenick 啦，同埋佢個仔啊 Ben Hayes 啦，咁就變咗兩個就係做咗個單位。咁但係又好搞笑喎，咁就因為而家咧喺維省嗰、那個嗰、那個練馬師榜咧，咁啊希斯即係。呢、這個組合三人組合咧，咁而家就係領先緊嘅，咁啊領先緊好似九場咁上下啦，距離第二位。咁但係咧就因為希斯要嚟香港啦，咁佢放棄咗個牌照，交還翻俾即係維省嗰個牌照局Racing Victoria 啦。咁就即係佢個就講咗落咗度 order 啦，咁就話咧即係嚟緊，即係嚟緊。即係嗰個呢三個禮拜咧，因為澳洲嘅馬季就係七月尾到期，八月一號咧就開另一個 season 嘅，咁啊另一個 racing year 咁樣嘅，咁就話咧嚟緊之後嗰啲咧，如果譬如阿戴 Debenick 啊或者阿 Ben Hayes 呢個新組合贏馬咧，咁就嗰個頭馬數字咧就不會計算喺原先嗰個三人組合嗰度噶嘛。咁啊，當然就即係都幾大迴響啦。咁因為其實你少咗個練馬師，即係本來個三人組合就變咗兩人，其實就相對嚟講，其實即係叫讓你，即係起碼讓緊你一招先啦。咁如果你再贏馬，咁即係你再讓人，你嗰啲馬唔計喎，咁所以就有啲怪招咗。咁但係點都好啦，咁啊希斯其實就而家都係好積極咁樣咧，就收馬啦。咁我即係應該即係嚟緊。而家暫時就睇，暫時我直至琴日為止啦嚇。咁佢就有五隻馬過去啦。咁但係其實而家咧，即係應該都接近十隻，因為都有啲馬，即係其實琴日即都有陸續都有啲轉倉消息啦。咁啊，應該再過多，即係可能咧過多呢個季尾啦，到季尾之後啦，咁就會大規模啲，因為而家仲有啲馬，因為好似阿大波咁樣，仲有啲馬可能要出賽，咁所以就未必可以咁快過到去住。咁但係咧，預計咧嚟緊希斯咧就應該咧都係爆倉噶啦，即係可能俾埋從化嗰十個位佢咧，都可能都有排拗啊！即係如果有啲馬主要揾佢嘅話咧，咁啊都即係要睇下。看看你同佢夠唔夠交情啦。好，咁啊講交代咗呢度之後呢，咁我哋休息一陣先。咁我哋下一節返嚟呢，即係今日我哋會做三節啦。下一節返嚟呢，我哋就先講返呢，就啱啱上個星期日嘅賽事，即係十一場賽事嗰個賽日。咁我哋有幾場馬就想攞出嚟同大家講嘅。咁我哋轉頭再見。